This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Year-round E15 and Farm Aid has been included in the Iran supplemental request. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Alabama.
In a major breakthrough for U.S. agriculture, President Trump has included year-round E15 and billions of dollars in new farm aid in his Iran war supplemental request to Congress. The almost $88 billion war request was signed by Trump's budget director, Russell Vogt, and sent off to House Speaker Mike Johnson. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman said it includes $10 billion in temporary economic aid for both row and specialty crops planted this crop year, over $1 billion for ag storm losses in Florida, and would codify year-round sales of E15 nationwide.
So it won't just be a military bill. It'll be a thing that a lot of people are interested in, and I think agriculture. This bridge payment will be a big part of that, and I think it will ultimately help the whole package move.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, a longtime supporter of year-round E15, argued that year-round sales is a good fit with a national security bill.
E15 protects national security by supporting American farmers and expanding homegrown fuels, expanding access to clean American-grown fuel, reduces our reliance on international sources of energy.
The House passed the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act earlier, and the Senate has a companion E15 bill. But the Senate bill, unable to pass by itself in the face of oil industry opposition, needed to be attached to something more promising. That turned out to be the Iran war supplemental funding, which may still face political opposition. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.